Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I had just heard that age is 65 and would be eligible for a vaccine, and I'm just trying to get some information.
Okay, have you pre-registered yet?
I'm trying to see what's the procedure, what do you need to do as far as, I mean, first it was on the news, it was noonday news, and it said age 65. So I know that was probably the 1C group, and I was trying to see if that was actually for Tuscaloosa County.
Okay, yes. I'm not sure what county that's going to be for, but I do have a number I can give you where you can call and pre-register. That way, whenever your phase do become available, they'll call you with an appointment day and time to come in and get the vaccination.
Let me take that number. Let me get a piece of paper.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, are
Hello?
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, so that number is 855-566-5333.
Okay. 855-566-5333. And 5333.
That's correct. 855-566-5333.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You have any other questions?
No, I just heard it on the news, and I was just trying to get on the way and get on if that was indeed true, trying to get on the waiting list.
Right. Okay, so when you call that number, the only thing they're going to ask you is for your first and last name, your phone number. They're going to ask you for your email address if you want to provide one. They're going to ask you what county you live in and also what is your current age. And so you just give them that information. They'll send it over to your county health department, and then they take over from there. Your county health department will call you with an appointment day and time to come in whenever they put you in your right phase.
Okay, so this will be given at the county health department, rather than
Yes, that's correct. Unless they tell you to go somewhere else to receive the vaccination, but they will give you that information when they call you for your appointment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you enjoy your day and stay safe.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.